Blog Talk Radio.
And it's Ken Kratzer for Sons of American Legion Radio. We have a special edition of our show, and we're going to talk to a special guest serving our country overseas. And just want to start out by mentioning we are part of the American Legion, the world's largest veterans organization. We are sponsored by Post 135 in White Plains, New York. And more information about the American Legion, its services for veterans and membership, just please go to online www.legion.org. We are also sponsored by the Westchester Bank, a great friend of veterans in Westchester County, and also Pacina Marketing and the New York Yankees and their special charity, the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Now, we are expecting to hear from Major General John Gronsky, who is serving, leading the U.S. Army National Guard today in the Ukraine. And we're trying to hook up with General Gronsky. Is he there? And we may have been having a technical problem with our service. General Gronsky is a graduate of the University of Scranton ROTC program, where we've actually done quite a bit of work during the tenure of Professor of Military Science Ryan Remley. Several years ago, went to a number of events there, and also were introduced to the Association of the U.S. Army at some of their Army birthday events at the Toby Hanna repair spot in nearby. And so we appreciate that. We're having some technical issues with our service, and we're going to try to see if we can get connected with General Bronsky, who is serving with the U.S. Army National Guard. Several hundred U.S. National Guard members serving in the Ukraine. He is helping to lead the multinational delegation there, doing important work, and also being far from home. That is really on the border of a difficult part of the world, and showing presence there is so important. We're trying to see if we can hook up. We may have to apologize for having a problem with our service, Blog Talk Radio today, getting connected, so we may have to postpone that. It may be that we can't connect the lines between to put the general onto our show, which would be a great disappointment. We're going to try and wait again to see if we can get the connection set up. You know, he has a limited amount of time today, and we've spent a lot of time trying to get this appointment ready and get the connections ready. We're with Sons of the American Legion, 350,000 volunteers, all part of the American Legion family, serving America's veterans and active military. And we're part of the White Plains Post 135. And we have the great opportunity to cover the military events in the New York City area, especially some of the Navy events, New York City Fleet Week. We get up to Camp Smith periodically, where a lot of the regional training for ROTC takes place. And then also, we spent a fair amount of time at the U.S. Military Academy. We are pleased to cover the Army football team, and then also we cover quite a few events at the Academy, and I get a chance to showcase some of their resources, as we recently did when we were up there talking to Colonel Ed Nason's head of the physics department, and did a profile. We were also there last week, had the special opportunity to talk with the Secretary of the Army, Mark Esper, on his visit to the Academy, and talking a little bit about resources, training, and also budgetary for the Army. And he said he was going to spend time at each of the major commissioning sources, West Point, ROTC, and OCS, to check their preparedness and He seemed pretty happy with his day at West Point. He got a chance to do physical training with the cadets and in the morning and visit with his former company. He had been on the 86th ground trip. But today we're trying to focus on the great work being done by many of the New York Army National Guard serving in the Ukraine. We know they serve on missions virtually around the world and even to Antarctica, working with the Air National Guard, flying their planes down, their transport planes. But also wherever there's a need, the National Guard gets the call, and often it is to be federalized to serve overseas, as my dad was in 1940 when he was federalized from the Bronx detachment of the New York Army National Guard. I'm afraid we're not going to be able to get this connection today, and it's a great disappointment. And we owe a big apology to our friends and supporters at the National Guard. But unfortunately, things happen in the world of media. So I think we're going to have to try to reschedule this. We apologize to the general and his staff for having time with us today, and it just not working out on a connection. So I think we're going to sign off and we'll try one more time to see if we can get into Blog Talk Radio and make the connection. And again, this is Sons of the American Legion Radio. We're on every Monday at 2:30 on WVOX 1460 AM, New Rochelle, New York.
Can you hear us now, Ken?
Ken, yes,
can you hear me?
Yes, Ken Kratzer. Yes, I think we have the line connected.
Excellent. Can you hear
so
me
let's start.
Ken?
This is Ken Kratzer. Do we have the general, General Gronsky?
Yes, I'm here if you could hear me.
Oh, yes, sir. Excellent. Let's start. We apologize. I'll explain later. This is Ken Kratzer for Sons of American Legion Radio, and we have a special guest calling from overseas, and that is Major General John Gronsky of the National Guard. And General Gronsky, thank you for your time today.
Sorry for the
technical delay. But tell us, how's your mission over in the Ukraine going?
Okay, Ken, first of all, it's really great to talk to you. Actually, I am here in Ukraine today with the 27th Infantry Brigade Combat Team. They're headquartered in Syracuse, New York, New York Army National Guard. Just a quick little background. I'm actually stationed at U.S. Army Europe headquarters in Wiesbaden, Germany. I'm the Deputy Commanding General at U.S. Army Europe for Army National Guard. And again, just a great honor today to be able to come out and spend some time with the soldiers from the New York National Guard who are conducting their operation here in Ukraine.
We have our colleague John Churan on the line. Now, John, you have a couple of questions ready. Well, General, if you would tell. And General, if you could just kind of explain to us a little bit about the mission of the National Guard serving over in Europe today, and I know you've got a special group serving in the Ukraine.
John, good to see you. And again, you could. I'm just on check. You could hear me all right?
Yes, we've got a good signal.
Okay, very good. John, basically, the National Guard is being used in many different capacities over here in Europe today. As I mentioned, I'm here in Ukraine with the New York Army National Guard. They've got a little over 200 soldiers serving here. And what their mission is in Ukraine is they are training, right now they're training a battalion of Ukrainian soldiers who have recently been conducting operations in the Donbas region of southeastern Ukraine, conducting operations there against Russian-led separatists. And the mission of the New York Guard is to train these soldiers at the soldier level, squad level, platoon level, company level, to increase their tactical capability to rotate back into that Donbas region and continue to defend the sovereignty of their nation. Second part of their mission is to actually help the Ukrainians develop their own combat training center here in western Ukraine, so the Ukrainians could continue to build their readiness and develop their military to higher degrees of capability.
And John, let's see, Andrews, I'm not sure if John Turan is able to sign in. Do we have John Turan on the line?
I hope so. I've been trying.
Okay, John, we have General Gronsky on the line from Europe. I know you have a few questions for him.
Absolutely. I'm glad we worked out some of these technical issues. General, glad to have you on the program. I heard the parts that I wasn't able to speak with, but one of my questions is, what actually is involved in building a combat training center out there?
Okay, John, great question. There's a number of things involved, and as you all probably know, we have three combat training centers that support the United States Army. We have one at Fort Polk. We have Fort Polk, Louisiana, another combat training center at Fort Irwin, California, and then a combat training center that the United States Army runs in Hohenfels, Germany. And really what the combat training center is all about is its location that the Ukrainians will be able to rotate units into. When I say units, you know, generally around battalion-sized units, let's say around, you know, 500 soldiers at a time, where they could do live fire exercises, and they could also do maneuver training. With that, in order to run a combat training center like that, you need your own opposing force unit here. You need trainers here. You also need OCTs, that stands for Observer Coach Trainers, that could evaluate the units as they rotate in. So really a combat training center is all about allowing, you know, the military to build its readiness. There's also a range control aspect of it because, you know, there's many different units vying for live fire ranges and other training areas. So it's all about scheduling, so units could move in and out efficiently and effectively and not waste time. So those are just some of the elements involved with establishing a combat training center.
Now, the National Guard is often thought of by people in America as a force that is there to help domestically. I know in New York, very often there may be extra snow in the Buffalo area, and they're called in to help with that. And I know there have been fires in the past that they've helped with that. Recently, they've helped with hurricanes down in Texas and in Florida and in Puerto Rico. How often is the National Guard involved overseas? And how important is the National Guard to the overall defense of the country?
Yeah, you know, the National Guard does have a dual mission. They do have a state mission. So every national, you know, we have a National Guard in every state of Washington, D.C., and our territory. So every National Guard will work essentially for the governor of that state. So the governor does have the authority to call up the National Guard from their state to support civil authorities in the event of a natural or man-made crisis within the state. So that's one part of the mission. The other part of the mission is a federal mission. So the National Guard could be called up to conduct operations overseas if the president, calls up the National Guard unit. It is not uncommon for National Guard units to conduct operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as over here in Europe. As a matter of fact, right now we have two different brigade-sized elements conducting operations in Europe. Of course, we have the 27th Infantry Brigade Combat Team from the New York National Guard conducting this operation that I spoke about in Ukraine. Then we also have the 39th IBCT out of the state of Arkansas, and they're conducting a mission in Kosovo, down in the Balkan region of Europe, to enhance and create a peaceful and stable environment for the people of the Balkan region, primarily Kosovo. We also have National Guard units serving overseas, and as I mentioned, Iraq and Afghanistan right now. As a matter of fact, the state I'm from, I happen to be a Pennsylvania National Guardsman, 28th Infantry Division out of Pennsylvania Guard, has recently been mobilized, and they will be conducting operations in Kuwait and in Jordan. When I commanded a brigade over in Iraq in 2005, 55% of the combat force in Iraq in 2005-2006 was actually National Guard. Again, it's more and more common for our country to call up the National Guard for these overseas missions. And we like to call it the total force concept, where the active component, the National Guard, and the Army Reserves all work together as one very strong and effective team.
Well, General, I just wanted to remind our listeners, we're...
Hello?
Hello. I think we've lost our connection with John, but yep. This is Ken Kratzer for Sons of America Radio. Okay, and do we have General Gronsky on the line?
Yes.
Okay, General, maybe to finish up, I know you have a limited amount of time this morning. It is morning here. I know it's later in the day in where you are in Eastern Europe. Tell us a little bit about the lifestyle of the members of the National Guard team that are serving today in Europe and in the Ukraine especially. How long they've been there? I guess it's a fairly extended deployment. What's their daily life like serving overseas in that region?
Yeah, the brigade that from the New York National Guard that's over here in Ukraine, they're living in a very austere environment. It's a Spartan environment. They don't have a lot of the pleasures that we're used to back in the United States. I could tell you right now the weather is below freezing, probably about 6 to 8 inches of snow on the ground. And yet these soldiers from the New York Army National Guard are out there in these very harsh conditions, working alongside some of our allies. Matter of fact, allies that are also helping with this mission include Poland, Lithuania, the United Kingdom, and Canada. And they're out there in this harsh winter weather, training the Ukrainians. So I think the folks back home could be very proud of these soldiers. I will tell you, though, that they have a very good fitness facilities here to work out in. They have very good chow, very good food to eat. And the soldiers are looking out for one another. And morale is very, very high here. The soldiers really believe in the mission. They are helping one of our partners build their military readiness so they could defend the sovereignty of their nation. The mission they're doing here is very important to the national security of the United States. And again, these soldiers are, as we know, every soldier is a volunteer. And these soldiers are very patriotic and just very proud that they have the opportunity to serve our country. So for folks back in New York and anybody else listening to the broadcast here, you can be very proud of these soldiers.
And General Gronsky, I just wanted to ask you to tell a little bit of the path of your career, because I know it started at the University of Scranton, where we've done quite a bit of work when our friend Lieutenant Colonel Ryan Remley was a professor of military science there a few years ago, and we went out to the campus, and we know they've produced many officers, fine program. Maybe just tell us a little bit about your career in service in the U.S. Army.
Yeah, sure. I've been serving in the Army now for 39 years. I did go to the University of Scranton, received my commission there through the ROTC program back in 1978. I went on active duty for 4 years. I was stationed out at Fort Benning, Georgia, and Fort Lewis, Washington. Came back to northeastern Pennsylvania after I did 4 years on active duty, joined the Pennsylvania National Guard, and had the opportunity to command infantry company, infantry battalion, two different infantry brigades in the 28th Infantry Division there while in the Pennsylvania Guard, and also had the opportunity to deploy a couple of times after 9/11. Commanded a brigade in Ramadi, Iraq in 2005 and 6. And in May 2016, just after I left command of the 28th Infantry Division, had the opportunity to come over here to U.S. Army Europe headquarters and serve here as the Deputy Commanding General for Army National Guard. So it's been really a very fast 39 years, fulfilling opportunity to serve in various capacities in the Army, both on active duty and in the National Guard. And for anyone considering a career in the military, I would highly recommend it. You work with great people, people who have shared values and who really have a love of our country. And couldn't be prouder to serve in uniform.
Well, Major General John Gronsky, I just want to offer a chance for a last thought. We want to say thank you for your service and all that you are serving with overseas, representing us from all of us at the 4 million affiliated members of the American Legion. And do you have a final thought for our listeners about the service your units from the Army National Guard are providing?
I will say that the soldiers from the New York Army National Guard, the 27th Infantry Brigade Combat Team, and then the 2nd of the 101st Cav Squadron from Niagara Falls, as well as soldiers from throughout New York who are over here serving on this deployment, are doing great work. Morale is high. They are really improving the readiness of the Ukrainian military by being over here. I think the families of these soldiers and also the civilian employers of these soldiers should be very proud of the work that they're doing. And just a quick note to the civilian employers, because remember, 85% of the soldiers serving in the National Guard have full-time civilian jobs and full-time civilian careers. So it's really important that the employers back home support these soldiers when they do their regular training throughout the year and when they are called upon by our country to go on these deployments. And by the way, this will be a 9-month deployment in country for these soldiers. And when all is said and done with the mobilization training they did prior to coming over here, and then after the deployment is over with the out-processing that they have to do, they're going to be away from their families and their civilian jobs for about 12 months. So these soldiers could not do the great work without the support of their families and without the support of the civilian employer. So I think that's an important message to get out to everyone, but we could be very proud of the great work that these New York Army National Guardsmen are doing.
Absolutely. Well, you follow in the footsteps. My dad was a New York Army National Guard member who was signed up for the Army in 1939 in the Bronx, New York, and and would be very proud of all of you, your team serving overseas today in the Ukraine. I think John Tran, John, just a quick final word.
General, we really appreciate your phoning in. I'll let you finish with an interesting comment. You're coming up on an important anniversary in your career, your 40th anniversary in the military service. What was your most fun assignment in those 40 years?
It's hard to put one on, but I really had fun commanding the 28th Infantry Division. And actually, since I've been over here now for about 2 years, this has just been a tremendously fun assignment. I've been to over 35 countries, meeting soldiers like the ones we're talking about today, like these soldiers from the New York National Guard that just show such great morale and such patriotism. I'd have to say the last 2 years that I've been serving here have really been fun and have really been fulfilling.
That's fantastic.
Okay.
We thank you for your service, sir.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate the time both of you spent with me today. Thank you.
Okay, Major General John Gronsky with the New York National Guard, Deputy Commanding General, U.S. Army, National Guard Europe. Thank you, and we look forward to another chat or when you get home, a chance to visit with you. But thank you again. I want to thank the New York National Guard Office, Eric Durr and Richard Goldenberg, for helping set up this interview today. I thank my colleague John Turan, and we're all part of the Sons of the American Legion, 350,000 volunteers, all part of the American Legion, serving America's military and veterans. So we'll sign off. It's Ken Kreitzer for Sons of the American Legion Radio, a program of Squadron 135, White Plains, New York. Thank you. Have a great day, everybody.